Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoground.com. It is Monday, March 21st. This is Audio Boo number 70. Well, hey, if you saw the blog or if you were reading me on Twitter, you know that I just got back from Reno. Actually got snowed in a day and had to stay an extra day, so I've been out of town for 5 days. And I don't know about you, but when I get back into town, what I find is that I'm kind of behind on the news. I'm really not sure what's going on. And this week there's been a lot of news flow with Japan and now Libya, and actually quite a few days in the stock market. So I'm going to go through a few things just to kind of ground myself here. I saw this article on MarketWatch that says that Warren Buffett says Japan is a buying opportunity. So he said that it will take some time to rebuild, but it will not change the economic future of Japan. If I owned Japanese stocks, I would certainly not be selling them. Frequently, something out of the blue like this, an extraordinary event, really creates a buying opportunity. I've seen this happen in the United States. I have seen that happen around the world. I don't think Japan will be an exception. And I think that's a good point because as tragic as this was, this will actually spur a lot of cleanup and redevelopment efforts. And I don't know how many hundreds of billions they say it's going to cost Japan to recover, but you know, there's going to be some companies that take that business and there will be some economic growth, put people to work. And so Warren Buffett probably has a good idea. I mean, when there's blood in the streets, that's when you buy stocks, right? And no matter how tragic it is, it does present an opportunity. You know, the market's really gapped up the last 3 days. And I was in Reno. I was missing it. I was betting on sports games. But, you know, AT&T's buyout of T-Mobile is pretty huge because that really is going to limit more choice for consumers. And it might actually create some more M&A, merger and acquisition talk with other companies like Sprint or one of the other lesser companies to try to increase their market share, increase their position. But I think what it's going to mean, the AT&T buyout, let's see what this article says, but I think it will, from the perspective of Wall Street, it's a great deal, says Sasha Segan. From the perspective of consumers, it stinks. These two interests are not aligned. That's true sometimes, huh? I think it's really going to be more cost because I think T-Mobile is one of those companies out there that provides stuff at a relatively lesser cost or gives you more options, gives you unlimited data, gives you some of this, gives you some of that, trying to woo you away from AT&T and Verizon. And now they're going to be part of AT&T, so I would expect their rates to go up. Let's see, the U.S. stocks gained for third session on merger hopes. Merger Monday, so let's see. Charles Express, or Charles Schwab is going to buy Options Express. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, the big thing is the AT&T and T-Mobile. And it's funny, these mergers and acquisitions tend to happen after the stock markets have had huge rallies. So the acquiring companies usually pay a premium for their acquisitions. Buy high, right? Oil futures settle higher on Libyan uncertainty. Well, that's part of it, right? But we've also had three big days in the market, and maybe the economy here in the United States is actually growing. The economic news continues to come in strong. So it's a combination, again, of the uncertainty in the Middle East with, three wars of one sort of another going on. And also now, the economy's, you know, the stock market growing and consumer demand increasing. So there's a lot of pressure on oil. The pressure is upward. And it depends on what happens with the nuclear futures as far as, you know, what are we going to do for future energy? I mean, you got to think this nuclear stuff is going to be a hard sell now. So it means we burn more fossil fuel, right? And I know there's a lot of talk about green energy, but we don't actually see any green energy. We hear a lot of talk about it, but, you know, it's not really implementable on a large scale. Little things here and there can help out, but, you know, these big 1,000 megawatt power plants, you don't see a lot of solar or windmills cranking out that kind of power, and that's what we need. Here's an article on Sprint. I'll skip that because I did talk about AT&T. And here's an article on a CBS MarketWatch from Peter Brimelow. Is it Brimelow? 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 I'm going to go with Brimelow, thinking that's how he would want it pronounced. He has an article, actually it's today's date, Nuclear Renaissance and Life We Know It in the U.S. is Over. He's wondering if, you know, we're going to go down that road anymore. And You have to think that it's a good point. Let's see, what's this article saying? It's actually quoting a newsletter from Byron King, Outstanding Investments. It's the Hobart Financial Digest top performer over the last 10 years. And you know, I don't really recommend any newsletter, or I recommend against any newsletter either. I don't. I've been doing it. I just do it myself now. But I think these can help and at least provide some insight, right? Because that's all we're looking for, is to kind of learn from others and go down the learning curve, sort of thing. Which used to be the name of my blog, right? The Learning Curve. Anyways, he said that King said, "I believe that the fundamental Q1 investment idea, looking for resource plays, will carry over to the new decade." Let's see. I am looking for something here, but I don't see anything on nuclear. Let's see. My thought on nuclear is, see, I don't see this article kind of threw nuclear in there. Maybe it's just to get reader eyeballs like myself, right? I don't see anything in here about nuclear, Peter. Nothing. Squat. Diddle. Dilly. 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 Radioactive food in Japan. Hey, who wants some spinach and some milk from Japan right now? It's kind of scary. You know, I've heard some different things about that. I heard that really the radiation amount is limited, minimal, no effect. And then I heard some kind of tricky language, right? No short-term effect. Boy, that's comforting. I no short-term effect. Kind of like smoking, no short-term effect either, right? And eating lots of chocolate, no short-term effect. Well, you know, not very short-term effect. A little short-term effect, maybe you start feeling like crap. I think I'm running out of headlines. Anyways, that's kind of what I do when I get back from vacations. I check out the news and see what's going on. And fortunately, with the technology today, I have been reading a little, so trying to keep up to date. Anyways, glad to be back. March Madness was great. I can't complain about the Reno stuff and, you know, the old on a personal note segment of the audio boo. I haven't been working out for a few days as I've been in Reno. I normally work out Sunday through Wednesday with the weights, and had to skip yesterday because I didn't get back in time. So tonight, I don't know if I'm going to double up tonight or tomorrow. I'm pretty tired today, but I am going to try to do something. And that's going well. This will be week six. I didn't get any aerobic exercise in. I mean, you know, sitting on my butt in a sports bar. That's about all I did. And I walked to the counter and got a beer about every half hour. I think that was pretty much my only exercise. And of course, shortly thereafter, walking to the bathroom frequently. And I think that was my other exercise of the weekend. A lot of great plays. I mean, I hope VCU and Butler can make a run again. It's nice to see these little schools get in there and really kind of manhandle. I mean, yeah, VCU yesterday was great, right? Just get in there and manhandle the opposition. Did well on the sports bets, and that's always a nice too. That's always nice too. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one. Background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Kids of 88 with Just a Little Bit. See ya.
Time, I'm getting you over the line. I'm climbing your ladder and making you better, 'cause it's what you need.